We have an awesome show for you guys today.
The greatest defender of all time.
Good news for the sport.
Welcome to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros. John, this is episode 21, and we are in the Stressless Studios.
I know, the Stressless Studios. Super exciting, thrilled to be here, excited that it's actually coming together. We have drywall.
We have pictures back up. We have our stuff in the back.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool.
Yeah, so Stressless Studio, remember to go to...
JR23.
Yeah, you go to centerlinedistribution.net, JR23, get you 20% off.
Hey, I want to tell everybody, he does such a really good job promoting our products, that if you have products out there that you would like to advertise on the John and Rick Show...
Oh, I love this.
You really need to get with us because we're getting really good at it. Is getting really good at it.
Yeah, perfect.
And we reach worldwide. So we sell a lot of products.
And did you notice what I even did for our guest
who's coming up? Oh, look at that.
Yeah, we have Tick Maynard coming in. Uh-huh. Right? I placed that strategically on the table.
So by the way, everybody out there, we don't call him Tick anymore. We call him Tickles.
Tickles.
So yeah, Tickles like Maynard is coming in soon. So hey. So we've had a busy week.
Yeah, so we just got back from Terra Nova.
We did.
And how you guys had a good time?
We had an up and down time.
All right, well, at least there were ups.
And there was downs. But overall, I mean, the biggest thing I think is everybody remembers, or they might not remember, 2 years ago, my Ingomar horse shattered my hip.
When you pull in Terra Nova, does your hip hurt a little more?
No, thank God, because the surgeons were really good and I got a really good hip.
Oh, that's good, because I think just the thought of it makes my hip hurt a little bit.
Well, Briggs calls the horse Bone Crusher.
Bone Crusher.
But
Dingo.
He rode him at this one, the 2-star long.
Yeah.
And that same ditch
and wall.
It was fence 5 for us and okay. 4 for others. But and it gave a lot of problems. And I think... if people talk about that ditch and wall, my personal reasoning is because they do blue and brown stripes.
Yeah, it's painted
on it.
Draw their dust.
I think if they just had a brown wall, it wouldn't be a big problem because this Bone Crusher Ingomar, which is a really nice horse,
terrible
jumped the ditch and wall at Chat with no problems. But a lot of horses are having trouble this last weekend. He had a stop at it with them, and it's fence 5. But Briggs came around, I don't know how he did it, scrapped, got over, and then he jumped the rest of the cross country beautiful, had a great show jump, and I think it's going to be a cool horse for him for the future, so we're excited.
Yeah, no, you should be. It's, that is a tough fence that early on the track, and it caused problems all day long.
I felt so bad for Kyle Carter.
I know.
I felt so bad for him because I was sitting right there. He was on Hudson Street, I think, coming to it, and... dang if it didn't happen to him, and he fell off, and he was like, I am not letting go.
I know.
So he's being
drug around the property.
Kyle, I don't mean to laugh, but it,
I do.
It was a little bit funny. You were like, I'm not letting go, and this 6'4" man is being drugged by a little teeny Hudson Street, right? Because he's a small horse. And so he's on his stomach, like, skiing.
So I'm going to say what's not politically correct here, which was I said to Kyle, let go. Just let it go.
Let it go.
Just let it go. Somebody will catch it.
Right.
And it's fine.
But he didn't let it go. He did let it go. I mean, it did get away. He didn't let it go.
Eventually let it go. Anyway.
But Kyle, you know, good for you for hanging in there. But anyway, so that was that for us. Elisa had some good stuff with the 2-star horses. She a little disappointed with the 4-star horse. She's going to work that out. It's just a bit issue, and we'll figure that out. You, on the other hand...
Well, yeah, I had two fun horses there.
Really good go. I saw your young horse in the intermediate or the intermediate.
Yeah, he was in the intermediate. That was Kurt.
Super.
He's going to be all right. I still am trying to work out bits. I actually was.
Bits.
An hour before cross country, I was still debating.
What did you run him in?
Ended up putting him in a Miler Pelham with 2 reins. And as I was debating it, I was like, I remember when Lucinda was here, she... said, don't say you'll never ride in two reins, because if you have a horse that goes better in two sets, you need to be able to ride in two, and she's right, and I am no good in two reins. Then possibly just need to get better at it. But he was great, and I still need to work that out a little bit, but he's
young. So tell everybody, because maybe some people don't realize we have bidding issues, and sometimes you get too much of a bit and the horse can't do it. Yeah. Sometimes you don't have enough bit and the horse who runs through it. What problems are you having with this one?
So Kurt likes to go with his nose very up and out and sort of poking at the fence, which is fine.
Right.
But he also then just gets a little bit hard in his mouth sometimes, he can't always make
the... Does he lock his jaw?
A little bit. And actually, I'm wondering if we don't maybe need to go with a looser nose band, which we talk about in the next interview.
I went right to Elisa after that segment with Jenny. Yeah. I think maybe you should try that.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to play with some stuff. But it's just trying to work out like what's comfortable for the horses, right? I want him to be able to be up and out and look at the fence and see it out of the bottom of his eye. But at the same point, I'd like a little bit of rideability and a negotiability to the jumps. So we went with that bit, and it was good. And I think part of it also is
he made time?
No, but I wasn't trying to.
Okay.
I just want him to be able to go to the fence and have a little bit of rideability, but also part of it's probably I need to let him be who he is.
Yeah.
Right?
That's scary sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So.
Well done. Good for you. And you had your, the one star horse was a nice client of yours.
Yeah, that's Robin Harder's horse, Monty. And he's
very cool looking.
He's cool.
And you were second with that one, the one star.
Yeah, I tried to intimidate Lucienne in the warm-up and run into her a couple times.
Lucienne, we're going to have her on.
I know.
Really impressed with her. She's been out there. I've watched her over the last 3 or 4 years, and she just has a really good string of horses. Mm-hmm. She tries well.
You can't get in her head. I told her she was terrible.
It didn't work.
I said she was a bad rider once, and that I didn't like her very much.
Can't help. She's so nice.
But she's actually super nice and really talented.
And had that beautiful English accent. She's just like, whatever.
Yeah, she was awesome. So good for Lucienne. I was sorry that she didn't get the time in the show jumping in the four long, but because of that, Jenny Karras won, who we get to have on here shortly.
Right.
And you guys are going to love that interview. We recorded it in the Stressless virtual studio, so we get that.
So how do you feel about our sport overall right now? Where are we?
That's a big question.
I know.
I
was thinking about it the other day, because I typically, years ago, I'm going to say 2010. What is that, 13 years ago? 2010, 11, 12.
Wow.
I wrote an article called Our Judging System is Broken. And I'm going to go dig out that article, but I feel like it kind of fixed itself for a little bit, and then it's totally broken again.
I think anytime that you have subjective. Subjective. Does that mean somebody's opinion counts?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you have subjective, I'm terrible at that.
It's okay.
I have like barely a grade 12 education.
But you do have one, so
barely.
Let's use the right words.
So anytime you have subjective judging, I think you're going to run into that where you question is this fair? Is this right? Is this going the right direction? And, you know, it's interesting because we obviously at Terra Nova, we had issues with the judging.
We didn't just have issues. It was horrible.
Okay, well, we had issues across the board with the judging being quite high, right? Like, not even thinking of one division, but in general, the scores were ridiculously high.
Right.
And on one hand, you can say, well, it doesn't matter. Like, my horse got a 36. He did a better test, than he did 2 weeks previous where he got a 28.
Right.
And that's not me just saying that.
No, that's what happened.
When he got a 28, I was like, well, that was a pretty friendly score. And then he goes in and does a better
test. So it was somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, he should have probably been on a 32. And you can say, well, who cares? He finished the dressage.
Because we should care.
But, well, you have to now because the U.S. does its training list based off of scores.
Right.
So it does matter now.
It matters.
It matters a lot. And now we're talking about frangibles, and there's questions about should the frangibles be able to be reviewed, right? If you have a frangible activation, and that's not like official FEI discussion or even USEF discussion, but it's amongst the riders. Should we look at that, and should judges be able to review frangible activations?
I think they should be.
Okay, but those are the same judges that we're saying didn't do a good enough job.
Oh, it's going to be those judges that are going to... No, I don't want them judging anything
else. Well, they have to.
No.
Those are the judges.
Well, I think we need to figure it out. And on the judge side, you know, again, we've got to figure...
We need to have a judge on.
We need to have officials on, actually. So I think we need, I mean, I've had my ups, officials try to do the best. Let me just get this straight. They try to do the best job that they can do. And I don't think they mean to do this offtake of whatever's happening. But we need to talk to them.
Yeah. Well, and I think have a way to express your concerns about what the scoring system is and, you know.
But I agree. And I can't understand when I see the same type, two different type horses scoring the same thing. And it was a totally different test. The one here should have been lower and the one here should have been where they were and they scored the same. I don't get it.
Well, what you probably need is some sort of a system where there is a panel of sort of...
I think auditors.
Yeah,
Needs to audit them and hold them accountable is what I think. So right. Let's move on. I think it's a lot of conversation we need to have. Maybe we can talk to Tick a bit about it.
Tick usually has good stuff. Yeah. So let's do this. Let's take a break.
Yep.
And then we're going to be back in the Stressless virtual studio with Jenny Karras.
You're right. It is virtual.
Yeah, it is virtual. So thank you to Stressless for this beautiful studio. Go to centerlinedistribution.net. Use the promo code JR23 to get your 20% off. And huge thank you to Horse Trailer Pros. Make sure that you guys... if you have any of your maintenance that needs to be done on your horse trailers, now's the time to go do it. So get a hold of Matt and his crew over there at Horse Trailer Pros and get all of your trailer stuff taken care of.
Horse Trailer Pros.
Want to advertise on the John and Rick Show? Contact John at 352-875-8622
or call Rick at 850-879-2649.
For a horse owner on the road, your trailer is essential. No one enjoys being stuck on the road. At Horse Trailer Pros, we repair, renovate, and maintain all makes and models of horse trailers. We work directly with your insurance company or manufacturer for warranty repairs and insurance claims. Our state-of-the-art facility provides quick turnaround and friendly customer service. Considering a living quarter conversion, we do those too. Find comfort on the road with Horse Trailer Pros. Call or text 352-804-2131. HorseTrailerPros.com.
Hey, Rick here. Do you have a horse suffering from poor performance, anxiety and fear, low appetite, agitation or nervousness? Stressless can help. Stressless, the hot horse remedy, is veterinarian developed all-natural formula that promotes calmness, focus, and mood balance in horses experiencing stress related to training, showing, racing, stall rest, and travel. This equine supplement encourages calmness, focus, and mood balance without affecting the motor skills or energy levels of your horse. It promotes a more willing and balanced temperament with no drowsiness or impaired function, resulting in increased focus, a calm mind, and a happier horse and rider. Try Stressless today and see for yourself why we think Stressless is the best hot horse remedy you will find. Check us out at centerlinedistribution.net and on Facebook and Instagram as Stressless Horse Supplement.
Hey, it's John here. I just want to let you guys know I got back from schooling at Magnolia Sands Farm here in Ocala, Florida. Your cross-country field is perfectly suited for a first outing on a young horse or schooling your upper-level horse. Magnolia Sands offers over 110 jumps ranging from starter to intermediate, plus multiple banks, ditches, and waters. They're constantly updating their courses and have even added new ditches and a starter ditch wall. Conveniently located in Northeast Ocala, Magnolia Sands has made it easy for riders and trainers with online waivers, Venmo, and PayPal, and even offer a golf cart for guests. MagnoliaSandsFarm.com.
Equibrew, now available in the USA. It's a live probiotic that you feed daily to your horses. The live microbes go into your horse's gut and cleans up the gut wall, creating a healthy gut system.
Equibrew is an essential part of my feeding program. My horses love to eat it, and it does a really good job of promoting gut health and also good behavior and great performances.
It's something I recommend for all of your horses, no matter what they do in their careers.
It's so affordable, I can use it on all of my horses in the barn, not just my top horses.
Order Equibrew today by going to brickfieldnutrition.com or calling 850-879-2649.
Welcome back to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros. And we are in the virtual stressless studio, and we're here with the Equibrew segment on top of that. Equibrew is a great live probiotic, and we are thrilled to have them sponsoring this segment. So if you have any gut issues with any of your horses, Jenny, if you have any gut issues with any of your horses, Equibrew is the place to go. You go to Centerline Distribution. No, that's the wrong one. BrickfieldNutrition.net or com.com. BrickfieldNutrition.com. Sorry about that, Rick.
Look at you go, John. I'm really proud of you, but here
trying.
We got
I'm trying. We do also just have to remind everybody with the Stressless Studio that you can go to centerlinedistribution.net, use the promo code JR23, and you get 20% off of any of your Stressless products that you need. So business out of the way, we are super excited because I was at Terra Nova, as was Rick, and right after Jenny Karas came out of show jumping, I just attacked her and said, you have to come on our podcast, on our show. And Jenny, you agreed to come on, so thank you.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here with you guys.
Well, yeah, you should be because you're here because you won. You had a great weekend. You had three horses down there at Terra Nova. You won the four long with Trendy Fernhill. You were fifth with Summersby. I should say Trendy Fernhill is owned by Elise Eisenberg. And then you were fifth on Summersby, who I have to say, Jenny, I met Jerry Hollis, his owner. He came up to me. He said, Rick, he's a big fan of our show. This is before, you'd actually even won that. He was a big fan of the show and, was so excited to be there and loved Terra Nova and was so excited to have this horse with you, Jenny. So that was exciting. And then you also had Cher Schwartz's, Beaulieu's Cecilia there. So a really good group of horses. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. They were all super. Obviously, Trendy Fernhill would be the more experienced of the bunch. It was Summersby's only third advanced, and it was Cecilia's fourth intermediate in the three long. So, it was kind of taking those two there to get their qualifiers. They're good horses, but, you know, didn't know what to expect competitiveness wise. But Trendy Fernhill, I was very much going there, hoping to give it my best shot, and just very marginally came out on top. Well,
and that's what made it kind of exciting, because I watched your round and it was beautiful. And then I saw, Lucine come in, and y'all were only at the time that she came in, you were like, wait, was it 0.5 or 0.3, something weird? Like,
I think
not a lot.
She was 0.2 ahead of me, and then right. She ticked one, and then I had one time penalty in the show jumping, right. And then she had two time penalties, which put me ahead. So literally by 1 second. And her horse jumped beautifully. So
it did. It did. It almost jumped her out of tack over one. That might have been the 1 second.
Yeah, maybe.
So it was incredible. Tell us about your time there. You know, we were all there. It was a busy four long all the way down to the starter was run at Terra Nova, thanks to the great organizers and, of course, the owners, Hannah and Zach, that were running the show there for Terra Nova. Tell us about your experience there and tell us about your run.
Yeah, so we were at Terra Nova in March, I think it was, in the spring, and they have done so much even since then to improve the facility, and it's beautiful and wonderful. And I enjoyed being there in the spring. And then when it was looking like I was having horses that would move up later in the year, it became quite apparent that that's probably the long that I'd be targeting. So I was happy to be there. It's beautiful. Like you said, starter all the way through the four long, which is like super exciting to have all those levels there. It makes it quite busy on the cross country course. So I think I walked the courses, you know, more times than usual just to see like, okay, where's the best line to go here? So you're not, it'd be really easy to go around the jump and waste 5 seconds, you know, sort of thing. And then, so I really spent a lot of time out there, like looking, you know, from the one jump that I was jumping to the next, and then getting to that jump and looking back and being like, okay, was that the straightest line to go to? sort of thing. And the horses were just fantastic. So I had a little bit of a bobble on the flat with Trendy Fernhill. I came down the center line, and he's usually not quite like this, but he was a little bit up and spooky at one of the cameras, and he actually broke into the canter like in my entrance. And so I thought, you know, geez, like, I wanted to come here and be competitive, and I hope I didn't just waste it on that silly break in the thing. But, you know, at that point, there's nothing left to do except go and put it behind you and keep going, and then try and be as competitive as you can. And then the other two were fantastic. I was really happy with them on the flat. They really couldn't have performed any better for where they are in their training right now. The judges were scoring high, but you know,
they were, weren't they? Those judges were like, and it was interesting. It was across all the levels, all of the judges, and they were some very good judges, but it's like, I don't know if they had something in their coffee or what the deal was. Maybe not coffee. Maybe they had decaf. They were grumpy.
And I got to say, I watched a lot of the upper levels, and I didn't watch much of the national divisions. We did have one in the national division, but it seemed like, unfortunately, whether it was the international panel or the national judges, we were trapped in a 4-7 score bracket, which is something we were trying to get away from. And it kind of disappointed me a bit, but you know, it still stayed the same way throughout everything. So it leveled out the scale. So congratulations, even though the score was kind of higher than you probably thought it was.
It was just one thing real quick to ask both you guys, because just on this point, because we get Jenny for two segments here, so we can just take a quick second.
Sure. Let's have her.
When I get done writing a test, this is a question, but I'm giving you some background. I always salute the judge. I look at them, I smile, and I say, thank you. And I always kind of expect that I'm going to at least get a nod or a smile or a thank you. Or maybe if it was terrible, like, gosh, I hope your horse jumps cross country. Certainly in the national division that I rode in, I did not get that. It was like a bit of a sourpuss and like, get out the ring. I just thought that was interesting. And it felt very much that way with just in the dressage. And I know the ground jury for the one star that I rode in front of, they're great people. And I joked with them at one point walking around, but I don't know, like, come on, guys. We're all here sort of trying to have a nice weekend together. You give the competitors a little smile.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rick.
No, you go, Jenny. You go. Yeah.
I definitely felt the same thing in the arena. And, you know, Summersby's a bit green, and I thought they scored him quite tough. They gave him a 37, and I was thinking, you know, 34 or something like that. And he's a beautiful horse. He's a little bit of a greener horse. But like Trendy Fernhill, usually on his worst day, would get a 30. Like even if I mess up a change or something like that, like the horse just is consistent. And from one of the judges, I think I got 1.17 from her. And like I was joking with somebody back in the barn saying like a 7 is a new 10, like, because I don't think Summersby really got 1.7 either. Like it was just ridiculous. And if you actually go back to the judging scale, you know, 6 is sufficient. 7 is fairly good. You know, 8 is good. So it just was a little bit confusing what that they wanted to see, I thought. On Trendy Fernhill, I got a 61% from one judge and a 71. There was a 7.7% spread between the judges.
Which is
and
big in numbers.
Different. Yeah.
Hey, you know, and I'm sort of jokingly was saying this to a couple of the writers that I think we do need to take this up a bit and talk about what we can do as writers or through our national federation. But I think we need to have an auditing system. I joked about opening a company that would hire like professional judges and horsemen that could audit our judges on the tests that they were done, and they would have to pass these audits. I don't think we hold them accountable. I know it's subjective and it's what they see on that day, but I think across the board, at least in this country, I've seen it, we just can't get out of the 4-7, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely judges that are, I find, that are able to do it. But and then I think it's like, you know, if you have one judge that won't go, then they kind of all stick that in that range, yep. You know. But if you have, like, I think Nick Burton, he judges, and he's really willing to use his scale. And then the other judges feel confident to do that too. But if you have somebody that's, like, not giving any sevens, you don't want to be the one judge that gives somebody a 9 and somebody gives them a 6.5, or vice versa, you know. Like, it's just a little bit, as a rider, I was confused because I thought Trinity Fernhill's test was great. And I did have that bobble, but like I said, on his worst day, it's usually a 30. Like, yeah, so.
So now the only issue is the three of us are only going to get sixes from now on. Anywhere we go.
Great. Well, hey, how much time we got left in this segment?
We should probably take a break now, and then we'll come back, because I think obviously we want to get into the cross country and what you thought of that, Jenny, and how your round went.
And I want to do that too, but I want to also talk. She's had a good year, so, you know, talk a bit about being on the development list and everything she's been doing.
Yeah, and that awesome coat that you get to wear in the show jumping. I was admiring that. So we need to talk about all that stuff. So thank you again to Equibrew. We go to brickfieldnutrition.com to get that. And we will be back in the virtual stressless studio. Go to centerlinedistribution.net, promo code JR23. Get your 20% off of all of your stressless supplements. We will be right back with Jenny Karas.
Equibrew, now available in the USA. It's a live probiotic that you feed daily to your horses. The live microbes go into your horse's gut and cleans up the gut wall, creating a healthy gut system.
Equibrew is an essential part of my feeding program. My horses love to eat it, and it does a really good job of promoting gut health and also good behavior and great performances.
It's something I recommend for all of your horses, no matter what they do in their careers.
It's so affordable, I can use it on all of my horses in the barn, not just my top horses.
Order Equibrew today by going to brickfieldnutrition.com or calling 850-879-2649.
Grant Showalter has over 15 years of equine bodywork and saddle fitting experience. His technique allows him to identify and alleviate tightness in muscles. He uses trigger point massage to release points of restriction. Grant has over a decade of experience fitting and adjusting a wide variety of saddles. His expertise in equine physiology, coupled with a thorough understanding of the importance of a properly fitted saddle, allows him to quickly identify and correct any balance issues. Grant can also adjust your saddle on site. Grant works on all of my competition horses, and I have noticed a significant improvement in their performance at competitions and their overall way of going. Grant's based in Ocala, Florida year-round, but regularly travels to the surrounding areas. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 484-639-4454.
Hi, my name's Leslie Law, and we are a proud supporter of Jump for Joy. We've been using their portable cross-country jumps now for about 10 to 15 years. We love these jumps because, as you can see, they're very easy to move. It would only take another person on the other side, and I could place this fence wherever I wanted to very easily.
Welcome back to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros. We are in our virtual stressless studios. Jenny, I can't wait for you to see the studios in actual form when you come down. Maybe we can have you back in because you win something else here soon. But thanks for joining us again. We want to go through Mark Phillips, I think. Is this true, John? Y'all can correct me. This is like one of his last design courses of his career before he retires. Is that correct?
I'm not sure of his career, but I know this is the last time at Terra Nova for sure, right? It's got Alec Lahore coming in next year.
So is he not retiring?
Remains to be seen, I think.
Remains to be seen. I like that. That was good. That was very good. Well, tell us about the Mark Phillips course. You know, it was definitely a Mark Phillips course. Tell us about it and how you tackled it, because you had two great runs.
Yeah, so the course was very twisty-turny, which you can't really get away from there at Terra Nova quite yet. I think maybe there's plans to open up some more land and use some more of that, but I was a little bit concerned with the horses kind of getting more mentally tired than physically tired, because it's quite flat. And they did start to, but then I think Mark was really clever in how he finished the course going back towards the barns, because definitely the horses third wind and picked up going home. I think the biggest accuracy questions came at you sort of in the middle of the course, and they came pretty quick and fast. Like you had, you know, the coffin, and then you had one jump, and then you had double of corners, and then you had one jump, and then you had double skinnies straight to another double of corners, and then you had your first water. So there was a lot of jumps, a lot of combinations. I think he did that in my mind to still make it a fitness test. You know, when they're jumping, more jumping efforts, it definitely takes more fitness. So I, with Summersby, I just set out there, and he's quite green. Like I said, he's done one advanced, one four short, and I just thought I'd give him a crack at it and see how he handled it, and he was super. And then Trinity Fernhill, I was definitely going out there to try and make the time, and they actually had my time wrong on Summersby, because I thought I was going quite quick, and they originally awarded me 13 time penalties.
Oh, wow.
So I thought, I was like, my minute markers must be off or something. So on Trinity Fernhill, according to my markers, I was quite up on the time, but I was like, if I had 13 time faults on Summersby, I'm not that much faster on this one. Like, I better keep going. And then I ended up being 16 seconds inside the time on Joey Trinity Fernhill. And then they corrected my time on Summersby afterwards. But I, poor Joey, he just had to keep going.
You were going with what you got, right? Yeah. Hey, also, we got a shout out to your husband, Waylon. He won the advanced division.
He did. Yes, he did. I actually felt
a little badly for him, because he had to go in and jump the advanced right afterward. And as he was in there, Brian O'Connor was doing the math and announcing that you had won. And I'm like, come on, like, give Waylon a break. Let him, like, if you're going to announce it, then don't send him in right away. The poor guy's trying. He's probably so excited for his wife. And at the same point, like, really, this is like the one moment I have here, and come on. So I did feel for him, for sure.
He had a clear show jump round, and he won. He was the last man standing, but that doesn't matter. It was a good
performance. Why do you have to qualify everything?
Just last man standing.
Hey, a win's a win.
Yep. Damn so right. Congratulations to him. And then, you know, let's talk about the show jump. How did you like Mark's Donovan's show jump course? It had a lot going on, and it was pretty difficult.
Yeah, it was definitely technical, and there was a lot of related distances, which is what I think made the time a little bit harder to get, because unless you have a quick-footed horse, you know, Trinity Fernhill's got a long, slow step. So if I'm doing seven strides, can't really do it much faster than what he does in seven strides.
That's it.
So, thankfully got to jump Summersby around earlier and had an unfortunate, I thought it was really unlucky rail, I think, behind the pink vertical after the double. He had that down, but I thought he jumped super. And I had a time penalty on him, and that one's usually the quicker horse. So I did think on Joey, you know, okay, you better land and be efficient, but I can't make him go too fast, because I also have to keep him off the front rail. He's a little bit slow up front, so you have to kind of hold him off the front of the jump, and then he always tries really hard, but he has a special way of going, and so I just tried to stay as efficient as possible. But I thought it was a super course, and I, you know, I think it's good that the time plays a factor. I mean, obviously the time was good for me this time.
Exactly, you're really happy about that. Hey, tell us about your year. Congratulations from Terra Nova, but you've had like an adventurous year. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it actually started out a bit rocky. Last year I had a bad fall and broke my pelvis. So then it was kind of like, hurry up and get back in the saddle, because thankfully I was named to the developing team and everything, alongside Elisa, and which was great to get to know her down there at training camp. And then thanks to the Karen Stives grant, they did a developing tour over to Stragom, and Trinity Fernhill and I were named to that. So we were over in Europe for, I think, 3 weeks it was. It was a week of training. And then we were at Stragom in Poland, and then the horses went home, and we as riders were able to go with Leslie Law to Aachen and watch the senior team compete and walk the Aachen cross country course with Ian Stark, which was invaluable, you know, and watch all the show jumpers. Like, I mean, watching the show jumping and the pure dressage, like that was amazing. So that was an incredible experience. And I would say like a pivotal point in the summer for me with Trinity Fernhill, because, you know, he had had a bit of time off and we kind of had too many time penalties at Strigom, which was also a twisty turny course. And he's just such an honest horse, you know, like I was going around with clear rounds, but having too many time penalties. And even when I was going, it's pretty quick, I would still, you know, have 6 time penalties. So it was like, you know, we got to try something different. He's quite a strong horse. So I've got to try something different to, if I want to really be competitive, you know, risk maybe having a mistake, having a 20 here or there while I'm trying something else, because I know I can go around and clear and slow and jump a clear round on the final day and do a decent dressage test. But until I could knock those time faults down, I, you know, it was not going to be competitive enough. So actually that was sort of what got the wheels turning. And then I've tried a couple bits and different changes since then. And actually ran him and what I ran in Terra Nova the weekend or 2-3 weekends before at Chattahoochee, just in a 3-star. I wanted to try it out at a lower level. To make
what did you try? Because Elise is having the same issue.
So he used to, and his whole career, he always ran in like a straight bar rubber Pelham. And then I went to a ported straight bar rubber, or not straight bar, but a ported rubber Pelham. And that wasn't quite enough. And so then I actually, after Morven Park, I switched him to a rubber gag with a figure 8 noseband, because he was in a regular noseband, and loose so that he can open his mouth, because he would kind of like, you know, just get lost. It.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to like really set up early. And then when I was setting up, he was slowing down, but I'd have to be so accurate. Because I'd be slowing down so much, I'd have to do it 10 strides, 20 strides out, so that I could get moving forward to the jump again, because they're big tables, right? So I am able to change the balance while continuing to go forward. So,
well, that's a great discovery, because I think, John, you can attest to that bits are always tricky when you're trying to find something. And to your point, time is taken trying to find the balance. And if they're locking their jaw and pulling on you, you can't find the balance to get to that big old table. So you got to do more work. So great on you for discovering that. So congratulations there.
Well, I've had him since he was 4. So I just feel a little bit silly that I maybe haven't tried.
It took that long.
For now.
It happens. I'm still working on that with the one I had in the intermediate there, trying to figure out bits. And I'm actually sitting here thinking maybe I need to loosen my noseband. That's a good idea.
I, you know, I always kind of thought like tighter might help slow them down more, but on the stronger ones that I have now that kind of lock, I found that if they open their mouth, they can't really lock against you. And maybe not for all, but definitely for him.
We heard it here on the John and Rick Show.
Yes, freedom. Tick will love that, actually. Tick's coming up next here, and he is going to love the whole idea of like freedom and natural. You're a natural horseman, and you didn't even know it.
Whatever.
Just natural. Well, listen, Jenny, we really appreciate you taking the time. Again, send our congratulations on to Waylon, please. He had a great round. The horse jumped awesome. You could see Waylon was working hard. It's a big jumping horse he has. But he looked great, and I was so excited for you and cheering you on. Rick, yes?
Yeah, I just wanted to give Jenny a chance to say where you look. You're in Georgia. Where are y'all located, just so everybody knows?
Yeah, so we're in it's called Buckhead, Georgia, which is not to be confused with Buckhead, Atlanta, which is very confusing, but it's between Atlanta and Aiken, on the big lake that you pass if you're going on I-20.
A really cool location, actually, so good for you. But I wanted everybody to know that y'all are in Georgia and accessible, so there you go. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And
if anybody has horses that are running off on them and they need help, they know where to go.
Maybe. I don't know. It took me. I mean, he's 12 now. I've had him since he was 4.
Well, congratulations. Good. We're proud of you. I always love talking to you. You become closer over the last year, I think. And Waylon's always been a cool guy that I really like a lot. So make sure you tell him I said hello.
I will. I will. Thank you for having me. And I just wanted to say thank you to all my owners, Cher Schwartz, Elliot Schwartz, Jerry Hollis and his family, and then Elise and Phil Eisenberg. And then Julie Richards was a huge help to me this weekend. And so was Leslie Law. So thank
you. I saw Julie there. Julie's awesome. So good for you. Good,
she kind of raised me. So she has been a huge part of my career.
That's awesome.
Well, that's a great team to have behind you. I know a lot of those people. I've known the Schwartzes for years. Yeah, just a great, great whole group of people. The owners of yours that I did meet, I really liked. And obviously Leslie and Julie, I know well. So congratulations on having such a good team behind you. And Rick, you're going to be excited because the next segment is in the Stressless Real Life Studio. I've got all kinds of goodies for us. And we've got Tick Maynard coming in, and we're going to have a great time.
No, no, no. We call him Tickles.
We have Tickles coming in.
There you go.
Tickles Maynard. He's going to love that coming in there. So let's take a break, check in with our sponsors. Thank you again to Horse Trailer Pros, obviously, for being our title sponsor. It is a great company. If you're anywhere in the Southeast and you need any work done on your trailers, Horse Trailer Pros is the place to go. And we will be right back in our Stressless studio. Again, make sure you go to centerlinedistribution.net, promo code JR23.
Jump for Joy fences are easy to move, lightweight, durable, and low maintenance. We're out here on the cross country. We just finished over in the show jumping over the Jump for Joy fences. Had a great time schooling over them. They're really nice and easy to move, so we were able to adjust some things and really have the exact school that we needed thanks to the Jump for Joy fences. I love them.
Order yours at jumpforjoyusa.com.
Since 1950, Maison Forestier has been offering its know-how to design custom-made saddles for passionate riders. In 2016, Maison Forestier took a turn and expanded into the sports world with the goal of improving the performance of the rider-horse pair. You will find a professional, reactive, and fun team to answer your needs. And this is why I have chosen Forestier for all of my saddler needs. Feel free to contact the saddle expert in your area for more information by visiting www.forestier.com. Hey, it's John here. I just want to let you guys know I got back from schooling at Magnolia Sands Farm here in Ocala, Florida. Their cross-country field is perfectly suited for a first outing on a young horse or schooling your upper-level horse. Magnolia Sands offers over 110 jumps ranging from starter to intermediate, plus multiple banks, ditches, and waters. They're constantly updating their courses and have even added new ditches and a starter ditch wall. Conveniently located in Northeast Ocala, Magnolia Sands has made it easy for riders and trainers with online waivers, Venmo, and PayPal, and even offer a golf cart for guests. MagnoliaSandsFarm.com.
Welcome to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros. We are here in the Stressless studio with Mr. Tick Maynard. Tick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And did you know that if you go to centerlinedistribution.net and use the promo code JR23, you can get 20% off of Stressless?
I did not know that.
That's a good thing to know, huh?
Now I did.
Yeah.
Very good. Stressless,
20% off. That's a good discount.
It is a big discount. And you know what? The holiday's coming up.
You know what JR stands for?
Junior.
No. John and Rick.
JR23.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that with me.
Hey, you've had an exciting week.
Yeah, I've had a good week.
I'm excited for you because that was pretty cool last weekend when you were with your horse.
Yeah.
You've been working really hard with this one.
Yeah, it's been a tough, not tough, but interesting, hard working
couple
years. So
tell us about this one, because I think, didn't you get him back? Tell us a story about him, because I don't know it to tell it, because you're the guest, so you tell it.
Well, the first part of the story is kind of a sad part of the story. I don't know if you guys know this, but we had SKM Luxinata, Sam as he's known in the barn, come into training a few times, and with the owner was a young lady, Sky Davidson,
right?
Manon Davidson, and her grandfather in Alaska, Art Davidson, was supporting her riding, and her parents were supporting her riding as well. And she was in her early 20s, and she ended up passing away.
Oh no!
And
horrible. I mean, it was something that nobody, you know, her coaches, her family, her grandfather, nobody should have to go through that.
Right.
And she had three horses at the time, and one of them, I think, went to Alex O'Neill, and I think one of them went to Sharon White. And then we got Sam, Shane and I, with the idea of selling him.
Right.
And partly I really liked him, and then also partly he was a little bit of a difficult horse to sell. You know, he'd be a little nappy in the start box, and he'd kick out at the leg, and he'd, you know, he had a couple of those little quirks that make him a little tough to sell. And I started eventing him, and at the time, we didn't have that much success, but it was one of those matches where you just kind of feel like you get along. You know, sometimes you have the nicest horse in the world, and you feel like you don't really get along, and sometimes you don't, and you just get along. And so I felt like I got along with him, so I've kept him for the last 2 years, and we've put a little syndicate together around him. So we've got a few people helping me own him now, which is super, super nice and very rewarding having a team around us. And then I've been riding with Karen. I've been riding with Baron. I've been riding in some cross country lessons with Ian Stark and Will Coleman and a couple other things like that. And we just finished our first four long.
I know. I'm impressed. Yeah. It was very good. I watched him, and I've watched you throughout your career with him, because Otten Briggs was riding with Karen when you started with her as well.
Yeah.
But you, I watched him, and he just went down to all those combinations Mark Phillips had and just dinged it. You didn't look like you were even trying hard.
Yeah, the cross country is definitely both of our strongest phase. Right. And, you know, there was never any doubt in my mind, even walking the course, that we were going to get around. The question was, like, how good was it going to look, and what was our time going to be? But, you know, he's a very honest horse everywhere. Probably the biggest thing we're going to have to work on is the dressage. We had a 41. I think it was a 42.
You guys talk amongst yourselves.
I think you got a 40. The problem with this is your changes.
Well,
right?
We don't have our changes. Right. We don't have our changes yet. So I was doing simple changes, which means I think we get a one.
Right. But what I didn't watch you this time. Did you do simple changes?
You had a 42.5.
A 42.5.
I was close.
Yeah.
You were close, but you sounded like you do sometimes, like overly confident with your answer. Like
I'm just confident
say this
to know that
loudly, and
it was close to a 41.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, we don't have the changes yet. So,
and your show jump was, I was there for your show jump. Mm-hmm. I got to help set for the show jump.
Yeah, no, Bobby. I appreciate that, because I wasn't sure whether I was going to have help. So I called you and Briggs over, and you guys you guys were great all weekend. I thought you guys kind of felt like you were just there to support me, actually.
That's what we do, Ted.
Yeah, I needed a golf cart. They drove me around. Right. I'm like John. Like, whenever I needed him, he was wandering off to
Well, one, I'm selfish. Two, I didn't have a golf cart.
Who's
and oh, yeah, three, yeah. I'm selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, whatever, man.
But let's go.
Let's talk more about me.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Your show jump, though, you show jumped really well. It just had one rail, and from what I understand, that your coach Karen said is because you looked left, I think, when you jumped the jump, and in actuality, it might have been why he pulled the rail, but I thought you did a great job.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's because you turned your head. But
no, I think it was just the wind, probably.
A little bit of wind.
It probably was the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very windy that
day. I don't even remember hitting it, so. It came down later in course, you know?
Right. It probably did.
Yeah.
Did you know? So this is interesting, sort of somewhat related sidebar. And I don't know if it is this way in eventing jumping or not, but if you have a rail that falls after you've crossed the finish line but before you've left the ring, it still counts.
What? Yeah. After they stop the clock?
This just happened in a big jumper competition. I should get the details before I air this. But
what?
Yeah.
It was the Pan Ams.
Yes, it was the Pan Ams.
And she didn't cross the finish line yet.
She hadn't. Mm-mm. So I was given faulty information.
Correct. Once you cross the finish line,
I was told
counts.
She had gone through the finish.
No, she didn't.
Wire to wire.
It's wire to wire.
I got another question for the TDs out there.
Yeah, okay.
One thing I'll do sometimes with my horses is I'll let them look at a jump, which you're allowed to do.
You're allowed to do that.
And my question is, like, what if they look at the jump? And you know how they'll sometimes touch it with
their
nose?
Yeah,
knock the ball over.
I've wondered that.
Yeah. And well, he goes to kind of touch it, and then you know, like, they'll push it a little bit.
I think it's just like the wind doing it. You're fine.
So do you just keep
Well, so we need to know. Keep going. We have a very educated audience.
Number one, the clock hasn't started, so you haven't started the clock. So
would somebody run back in and put that back up for you?
Well, Elisa started her jump course with a rail still down, and she was over. That's happened to...
To Buck.
That's happened to several other people.
I've seen that happen a few times.
Yeah, it happened at Tryon one time to a girl, and they were trying to eliminate her because she pulled up until they fixed the jump. And they're like, no, you don't do that. And she's like...
So
what are you supposed to do?
Well, I don't know, because I had it happen to me at Poplar Place years ago in the 4-star, and I was jumping. I jumped the third fence, and the last combination was the triple, and the B element of the triple combination, like standards and everything, blew over and fell on the ground.
I think you're supposed to stop and put up your hand.
I think that you're supposed to do, but because it's me, what I did is I kept going and kept looking. Over there, and as I jumped into the triple, these two poor little boys were like scattering, running out of the way, and they got it set up just in time.
Wow!
And also because it's me, I jumped.
And you got DR'd.
No, I jumped clear because I am the Iceman, Rick.
Mm-hmm. Ice water in your veins.
Ice cold. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ice cold. Yeah. But it is interesting. I think you're supposed to pull up.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to put your hand up, but. I think, Tick, we were talking that maybe we should start having some officials on here, because I think we need to start questioning them a bit.
Yeah, sometimes I don't get a straight answer out of these people.
Yeah. You know,
it's like, could I have a straight answer, please? Just clear and precise. I can tell you this, and I'm not going to go into the whole details.
Oh, look at that. We're out of time.
No, we're not.
Oh, shit.
So when we were going through the whole bit issue, right? And yeah. I went all the way to Katrin Norander at the FEI.
Mm-hmm.
I got a fine. And this is an email.
You got
right?
a fine?
This is a final thing from the email from their legal department when I was trying to get them to rule on this rule, which they would never do.
Mm-hmm.
They finally said to me, we do not determine rule outcomes at the headquarters at the FEI. That is the ground jury and the TD's job at the shows themselves. And that's where that decision should be made. And I'm like, okay, so then why is this at FEI headquarters and being ruled on when I had it 8 times anyway?
Yeah,
it didn't make any sense.
No.
So that's what they're saying.
Yeah. Basically, not everybody knows the rules, even though they're supposed to know the rules. Or the rules are vague.
No comment.
Oh my God, that's where he goes silent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're having this whole, every single segment, we're talking about how bad the judging has gotten as far as scales 4 to 7 that they use.
I do hate it when you go in and you get a test back and you have a bad movement that gets a 6 and you have a great movement that gets a 7.
6 or 7, right.
That's not right.
I'd just like to say to all the judges out there that I really respect and admire you.
Smart move.
Stop giving me a 1 for my walk transition.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good move, Tick. So on that note, thank you, judges. And we are going to take a break and check in with some of our sponsors.
We couldn't do it without the judges.
No.
Yeah, we could. We could go AI.
Okay. So thank you to all the judges out there. Thank you to the Stressless Studio. Go to centerlinedistribution.net, promo code JR23, and get your 20% off of your Stressless products. We'll be back with the Horse Trailer Pros John and Rick Show.
For a horse owner on the road, your trailer is essential. No one enjoys being stuck on the road. At Horse Trailer Pros, we repair, renovate, and maintain all makes and models of horse trailers. We work directly with your insurance company or manufacturer for warranty repairs and insurance claims. Our state-of-the-art facility provides quick turnaround and friendly customer service. Considering a living quarter conversion, we do those too. Find comfort on the road with Horse Trailer Pros. Call or text 352-804-2131. HorseTrailerPros.com.
Welcome to the hunt. The pursuit of greatness awaits, and we're on a mission to conquer our goals. Every step we take, every lift we make, we are driven by an insatiable hunger for excellence. There are no limits, no boundaries that can hold us back. We may have different objectives, but we share a common purpose: to push beyond our limits and achieve the extraordinary. Like a pack of fierce and unstoppable warriors, we stand united, a community of relentless individuals who refuse to settle for mediocrity. Obstacles. They're just stepping stones on our path to success. We welcome them, learn from them, and rise above them. We celebrate each other's victories and lift each other higher, inspiring greatness in one another. At CrossFit eFit, we don't just hunt for success, we embody it, breathe it, and conquer it. Prepare yourself, because this isn't for the faint-hearted. This is for those who crave the thrill of pushing beyond the ordinary. CrossFit eFit, on the hunt.
Welcome back to the John and Rick Show, brought to you by Horse Trailer Pros. We are still in our Stressless Studios. It's beautiful, isn't it, Tech?
It's beautiful.
So. And now, we're working a little bit on the sound, but that's going to come. John, I appreciate all your hard work.
Well, thank you.
And it's amazing.
I have paint stuck to my hands.
Right, but now, we appreciate Stressless also for doing the studios.
Absolutely.
And you can go to
centerlinedistribution.net, promo code JR23, and get 20% off.
Yep. We're still here with Tick Maynard.
How is the book thing
Hold
going?
On.
What?
Everybody out there, have you not read In the Middle Are the Horsemen? You need to order this. Can we get this on Amazon?
You can.
What's the best way to get it? You get the most money out of it?
Directly from the publisher at horseandriderbooks.com.
There we go. Did
you there get that's that? Where you get to go. Horse and Rider
So
books.
Actually, this is a really, really, really good book.
Thank you.
Did you have a promo code where they can get 20% off?
JR23. No, there's no promo code yet, but we can get one. We can get one for you.
Are guys. You going to write a second one? Because this one just takes you up to you know, Sinead and no kids.
My favorite yet. Part of the book is the love scene.
Yeah, that would be your favorite
part. When's the movie coming out?
Well, the question is, who's going to play me in the movie?
You.
Oh, no. Bradley Cooper.
Robert Redford.
Oh.
Redford's too old.
I just watched Burt. Bradley Cooper is good.
Yeah,
Bradley
that's Cooper, who. Okay. I mean, I see Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
Then Bradley Cooper, Charlize Theron for.
Oh, for sure. I see Bradley Cooper Sinead. As like a slightly less attractive Tick, and then Charlize Theron is like a less hot Sinead. It would
there
be
we
perfect.
Go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Then mm-hmm. we just need two kids.
Right.
Toeheads.
Toeheads. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
Anyway, just wanted to. It is a really good book. It describes your time over in Europe and then coming over here and meeting your beautiful wife. So need to do that. The other big thing that you're doing is you're getting ready to go to Kentucky and you're going to win this. Tell us about it.
So for those of you that aren't familiar with
John
it,
doesn't
with
know
John,
anything about
you
it.
You've probably never heard of it.
What's Kentucky?
It's a competition called Road to the Horse.
Okay.
And you get 3 days, and you have a certain amount of time each day, an hour and a half, approximately. On the Friday, so it's
when,
Friday, Saturday.
When is this?
It's the end of March.
Okay.
So March 21st to 24th.
It's not coming up soon.
Not coming up soon, but I'm already getting ready for it.
Okay.
Now, it'd be like, it's called the World Championships of Colt Starting.
Okay.
So it'd be like, if you're getting ready for the World Championships, it still feels like it's coming up pretty quick, even though you're 6 months out, right?
Yeah.
He's honing his skills.
Honing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so take us, what is this? Take me through this.
So you have 3 days.
Right.
You get a horse on the first day.
What kind of horse?
A quarter horse.
Okay.
So you draw
what happens? Where's the other three quarters?
Well, I don't know. That's the problem. I think if you get four, then you have a whole horse to start.
Right. Yeah. Okay. But you only get a quarter horse.
A quarter horse.
Okay, go ahead.
So a 3-year-old quarter horse.
Yeah.
Is it a colt?
It's a gelding. Yeah,
a colt. Oh, it's a gelding.
Yeah. Okay. So a 3-year-old
so
gelding.
A colt.
They call it colt starting, but it's not really.
Okay. Right.
I don't know why.
Okay,
so, so you have 3 days, and you have a certain amount of time each day, and it's in the All-Tech Arena at the Kentucky Horse Park, and they have the round pens set up in there, 4 round pens. They usually have about 7,000 or 8,000 people watching. They've got cameras on you. They've got 5 judges. They've got...
Wait, did you just hear that? 5 judges.
5 judges on each rider?
No, observing all 4 round pens.
But 5.
So really less than 1 per... Okay, go ahead.
No, they have to...
Okay, anyway, one.
They have 5 judges. They drop the high score and the low score.
Again, thank you.
Well, I don't know.
Just Rick's on a rampage and he's trying hard. Just keep telling and ignore him. Talk to me.
And thanks, John.
Your turn.
And they have $125,000 prize money.
Right.
Wow.
That's pretty good prize money.
Is there a percentage breakdown for that?
I think winner maybe gets 70,000.
So there's only five of you or four?
Four of you.
There's only four.
Do you need an agent on this?
I don't need any.
No, he got selected. He already did all the schmoozing to get selected.
I could do it for like 10%. I could probably get you like a couple of t-shirts and a baseball hat.
Mm-hmm. You should come watch. I think you'd have fun.
No, that's not what I'm going for. Go ahead. Keep going.
So then you have a certain amount of time on Friday, a certain amount of time on Saturday, and then by Sunday, you're supposed to be able to ride, walk, draw, canter, both directions, in right. the All-Tech Arena, and go through an obstacle course.
What's the obstacle course consist of?
So there's, I think, 12 obstacles. There's sort of pole bending or weaving. There's going over trot poles. There's going over sort of raised trot poles. There's swinging a rope over your head. Dragging something.
Opening a mailbox.
Opening a mailbox, going through a gate, closing it behind you.
Any side pass backing up?
Yeah, the back up.
Back up the L. You know how you do
and
the
so,
L.
Okay, so I'm actually, this is really cool. So the horse, how old are they?
33.
3-year-old geldings.
Mm-hmm.
And are there any rules as to the type of equipment that you can use? Can you use a giant shank bit? Like, what's the story that way?
No, so they have... just like in dressage or something like that, there's rules about what kind of equipment you're allowed to use. What kind of bits, what kind of... you're allowed to use any kind of saddle.
Right.
I'll actually be only the second non-Western rider to do this competition. The first one was a lady from New Zealand, Vicky Wilson, a show jumper, and she came and she started her horse in a jump saddle. But other than that, it's always been...
Cowboys.
Cowboys, essentially, or some version of cowboys.
Yeah.
That's so there's cool. rules you can't, what I was getting at is you can't like crank these horses in and make them do it. You have to actually, there's rules to make sure you train them.
Yeah, there's rules to make sure you train them. And even if you did, the judges
would probably mark
you.
Their judges are going to take off or down.
Because it's subjective.
It's subjective with five judges drop the top and the lower score.
Yeah. Right. That's really cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I think you're going to win.
Well, I'm going to try
to win. I'm going to tell you this. Everybody that appears on this show
is a winner.
And next big competition, they win.
Really?
We'll name that as your next big one.
Perfect.
Unless can we go somewhere? You want to win more? Is there something you'd like to win more?
Would Sinead get mad if you like took us on vacation with all of y'all?
No.
If you win 70 grand, I want you to take us somewhere tropical. Like not Ocala, which is great, but it's not tropical. Like at minimum the Keys. Preferably a Caribbean island. Somewhere.
What about like a hotel in Orlando with a pool?
All right, that's fine. Yeah, I'm in.
Has tropical trees.
Can we have fruit drinks? Like rummy fruity drinks?
Yeah, I'll bring some in a cooler.
All right, that's fine too.
All right, well, it's a deal. Well, I'm excited for you because you've been working on that for a while.
Yeah, and I would encourage anybody that hasn't seen it or heard of it to look at some of these videos.
And it's not easy online. To get selected. I mean, there's four. Mm-hmm. So what is the process for selection?
You know, you can kind of submit your name, but I...
But you schmoozed.
I think you got to schmooze a little bit. I think you got to like talk to the right people.
I think take a run for office.
What office?
Because you're just very quiet and you can come right in.
I'd vote for you. You can't be president of the United States because you weren't born here, but I would argue that you should be.
Was Obama born here?
No, that's right. Wasn't he born in Kenya?
Who? What did you just say?
Obama, wasn't that the whole thing?
He was born in Hawaii.
He was born in Hawaii, but the whole controversy was, oh, he wasn't even born here.
That was just a joke, everybody.
It was absolutely a joke. We are not going to get political.
Just a joke.
I'd like to say I love him, but if I say that, that's going to upset people, so we're just not going to.
No, he's
going to
say neutral, and we have a Canadian just be a nice mayor of Ocala.
Yeah, maybe you should be mayor of Ocala.
Have I told you the joke about Canadians that Sinead likes to tell?
Is this allowed?
It's allowed.
Okay.
She read that book about the astronaut, Chris Hadfield, I think, who went up to space.
That's what astronauts go to space.
And there's a joke in the book, which she likes to tell. How do you get 30 drunk Canadians out of a pool?
Don't know how.
You say please.
That's pretty
funny. Yeah, she hasn't met my wife.
She would never get out with please.
No. Maybe it's just the please from you. Maybe.
Actually, you know what? She would get out with please. If you say get out of the pool, she'd say no.
It needs to be a sincere please. Yes. You can't be like a demanding please or sarcastic please.
Canadians like sincerity.
Yeah. So we're going to end with a serious note.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your plan for this horse to get the changes by the spring so you could be in some kind of contention for some kind of team?
Well, right now I'm working
since
with...
Since you're going to do that quarter horse... Three years old. Yeah. Certainly you can get changes on this one by spring.
I would think so. I would hope so. Okay. Right now, brand? I'm working with Barron. Are you guys familiar with Barron?
Yeah, Barron's great. Barron cool. Heilbronn, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
I think it's Heilbronn.
Why are you even trying? It's just Barron.
Barron Heilbronn.
I just go with Barron.
Barron Heilbronn.
And how is he? Is he helping?
Yeah, he's great. And actually, I've had him ride Sam a couple times, and he's been able to get the knot. It takes him like half an hour to set it up, but he's been able to get a couple changes on him.
So what we need are longer tests.
So
what we need to be is to be allowed to like circle for four times. Where you can
the camera. So what happens?
As soon as you're ready, you can choose which circle pit.
So before we go, instead of attempt, if you did attempt and you were just late and get a four, does he just get pissed off?
He doesn't get pissed off. He just doesn't do it. Like, he's not like he's late. He just, like, I'll like ask and, so, like, does nothing happen.
So then how do you get from one lead to the other?
Because right he does simple a walk.
Change. I go through the walk.
Okay.
I get a one for going through the walk.
One time he got a four.
I'm not laughing. I'm laughing at your face when you say that.
I'm not censored. You can laugh at me. I'm not censored about my changes.
No, I mean, I think it's just your face was great. Like, why would you ask me that, John?
How else are you going
to... Well, me, how I would do it is I would throw myself over the other side.
So maybe like...
In a desperate attempt.
So then it looks like an attempt if you're like...
Yes,
you can get a two.
Maybe I should do the simple changes, but throw my body.
Yes, throw it. Yes, throw yourself on the neck. That's what I honestly.
So then
that's what I would do.
One, I might get a three for
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's still. But then you'd also get.
But
a three
he does
on the next.
Changes
yeah,
when you're true. Doing show jumps. So why don't you just when you come around the turn for the diagonal, just get in the 2 point and just canter up and just act like you're going to the jump.
Yeah.
What if you rode in a jump saddle?
Or a western saddle.
Or a western. Saddle. I think you could do a jump saddle, but not a western saddle. Yeah. I think.
Yeah. Well, I do a lot of the young horses in a jump saddle. I like the jump saddle.
Maybe. That might be something.
I do simple changes in show jumping as well.
Interesting.
You do? Mm-hmm. I didn't see you do simple change out there.
I can usually land on the correct lead. But going to the last turn.
I'm going to go watch your video.
But going to the last turn, I trotted.
You did?
I trotted to get the right lead going to the last time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's been great having you on the show.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to have you again.
No, I love this. And I love the new studio.
Yeah, perfect.
I think John is a multi-talented man because I could not have built this.
I mean, I just basically painted some walls.
You had to build the walls, didn't you?
No.
We totally
oversold what I did.
No, somebody came in and did that. My son came and did the wiring.
I'm more like a general contractor.
All right, so you're good at the management side.
I did plaster. I plastered the walls.
He thought he had to plaster the whole wall. I was like, no.
I kind of did.
No, you didn't.
No, what I'm saying is I kind of plastered the whole wall.
Oh.
Yeah.
But no, I think it looks good.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having
appreciate
me.
It. Don't forget this book. Try it. Tick.
We'll go to, hold on, real quick again. What is, so it's In the Middle Are the Horsemen, and what is the website they need to go to?
Horseandriderbooks.com.
Awesome.
It's actually a really good read.
It is great. I loved it.
Really good. And Tick is a great guy. So
I didn't even know you could write, so.
It was he had a ghostwriter.
Yeah, I know.
But we'll go into that next time.
All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
That was a great outro.
We have an awesome show for you guys today.
The greatest defender of all time.
Good news for the sport.